Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say. Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, y'all. We are coming in on today. We're talking on this week on embracing God's good. Well, let me tell you, I am excited about this devotional series. A lot of people can relate to it. A lot of people can affiliate with it because we do know that God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. And so, you know, the thing that captivates me the most about embracing God's good is some things that are good for Him are horrible for us. I mean, those things that He puts together and He calls it good, and it's like, God, you call this good? It's almost like a recipe sometimes. You know, you put a mixture of things in one bowl, and then all of a sudden, how did that turn out the way it turned out? You know, I use the example of gumbo a lot because gumbo requires a lot of different ingredients. It requires a kind of special ingredient to make the roux or the sauce in the beginning, and you have to keep stirring it. And the thing about making roux is that when you start to make the sauce out of flour and I think butter, I believe, you have to keep stirring it till it turns a dark brown. But you can also in the process make it where it's burned. But because you have to turn it, you have to stir it for so long till it becomes just right. And, you know, making roux is not easy in the beginning, but it does come with practice. But my whole, in essence, in saying that is that a lot of times when God is making things good, we don't understand how He does it with the things He brings us together to, and the things that make it good for on our behalf. We're confused a lot of times. So, you know, as I begin to look at the scripture of Romans 8 and 28 that many of you are very familiar with, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." And that's what we're going to look at on this week. The essence of it all, we're going to break it down a little bit, hopefully give you a little bit more insight to this scripture passage that we're going to talk about on today. And we know that. And we know that. The essence of what the writer is saying is that what God makes good, we're not amazed by it. I mean, we're in awe, but we're not surprised that of what God can do with the things that He brings together, and He can use His tragedy. He calls it good. Now, we might say that, oh man, this setback or this tragedy or this thing where I've fallen short in and I can't seem to get right in, all these things they don't seem right to us. But God says, hey, listen, I'm going to take all of that. I'm going to take all of what your struggles, I'm going to take all of your trials, I'm going to take all of the things that you can't seem to get together. I'm going to take all of that and I'm going to make it good. And Paul is just simply saying is that, hey, we know those areas of perception are so important in looking at God's good. Knowing that what? That there is nothing wasted in God. Not when it comes to us. Sometimes our trials are so long, and sometimes we're continuing to do everything we can to bring about a certain kind of result. And it seems like nothing we're doing is working. But that doesn't mean that God isn't good in it. That doesn't mean that God's longevity is a lot of times a part of our success places. God's endurance, God's ability to wait, or God's ability to not do it now and not answer now. And, oh God, why did this have to happen? Why did I have to lose a loved one? Y'all, I recently, my cousin lost her daughter. She's just 16 years old. She needed a liver and she was not able to obtain that. So I know that the family is grieving in this time. And some of our most tragic moments is when God said, this is so good. This is so good. Because the perception of the things that happen to us are very, very important. How we perceive the things that occur in our life. Do we perceive? Do we really know that this is for our good? Do we really know, well, not for our good, but for the good? Because I'm going to say our good is not God's good. What we want is good. We want everything to be in place. We want everything to be in line. We don't want anything to happen. But God says you'll never, ever know the entirety of the things that I'm pleased with, the things that are satisfactory for my presence. You'll never ever grasp the concept of just how good I am if nothing but your good is a part of it. Everything in place. You got the job you wanted. You got the pay you wanted. You got the off days. You get to come in when you want to. You know, you get to do remote from home. All those things and whatever in the relationship. If it's the relationship, there's nothing ever wrong with it. Or whatever it is you're trying to do in ministry, it doesn't seem like anything ever goes wrong with it. You know, those are our goods. Because our goods are always always involved in nothing bad happening. But God says that's not how my good works. My good works in tragedy. My good works in disappointment. My good works in delays. My good works in postponements. My good works in death. My good works in life. My good works in shortcomings. My good works in you being in debt. My good works in your illness. My good works in your mental state of failure. My good works in fear. My good works in confusion. My good works in doubt. My good works in sadness. My good works in calamity. Because you don't understand that I take all things and make good. God says, I have a way of making good the worst of things that we call bad. Because God says, I'm just that good. God is saying, I want you to perceive, get the perception of good through my eyes. It's kind of hard to see the good in me losing a loved one. It's kind of hard for me to see the good in me being homeless. It's kind of hard to see when my kid is struggling with autism and I've been through 2 broken marriages and I've been through this and I've been through homelessness and I've been through without food and you said you're going to supply my needs and you said that you'll never see your seed begging bread and all these things. But God, here I am struggling to understand your good, struggling to embrace this thing you call good. I'm trying to perceive it. Paul says that we know. We know. It's not a surprise to us. I think what happens a lot of times with us as believers is that we get into this hocus pocus world of what God does for us. We get into this imaginary place of what it is that we want God to be good with. We get into this component of life and these attributes of what life brings to us, and we just assume that, oh, everything is just supposed to be right in order for it to be good. Everything is supposed to go our way in order for God's goodness, in order for the things that God says are good to go as we describe as good. God says, I don't need your permission of good, and I don't need your definition of good to define my good. God says, my good is always in me. Everything that's good is in me. Everything that's right is in me. Everything that's intended is in me. The beauty of God's purpose rests in his good. He's trying to get us to see just how good he really is. If we ever stop to think for a minute that perhaps God opened up a door. Think for a minute. He opened up a door for our lives to happen the way it did. And y'all, it may not be a perfect life. I'm not talking about a perfect life the way we want it to be, with no problems and no illnesses and the money is always right. No, I'm talking about the perfected life that God intends for us to have. Paul is trying to get us to see that, hey, listen, what I see and what I know about God is that he has an expected end for us. He has a direction for our lives. He has a call for our lives. He has a way that he desires for us to go. But listen, we'll never ever go that way if everything is going good for us. We'll never ever go the way God intended, although we're praying for it, although we're seeking him for it, although we're asking him for it, we will never ever see the way that God defines good through everything going our good. Our good is never ever predicated upon trouble. Come on here. We'll never ever embrace our good when it comes to trouble. Troubles are part of everything that we define as bad. We'll define our troubles as, oh, I must have done something wrong, or it's something that I was not supposed to do. I was in sin. I was rebellious. I was going outside of God's will. It was something that I didn't do right in order to get this that we call God's bad. We haven't been able to embrace it. Not God's bad, but our bad. We don't embrace it well when our good is not perfect. It's not in a line. It's not in place. It's not the way God, and we expect God to do it. So when we pray and we ask God to change things, and we ask God to do things, and we ask God to move things, we ask God to function in a certain way, then what happens is, when it doesn't happen, we start to think that it's some bad things going on. But God is saying, listen, if you want me to do this thing that you're asking me to do, I need for you to understand and know that everything that I do for you, I do because I am bringing out the good that I see. I just need for you to know. Paul says, we're not oblivious to it. We're not blind to it. We know. Paul's confidence is beyond words sometimes, because he's so confident in God's plan. He's so confident in God's direction that he says that even in the bad things that we call bad, God says it's still good because I'm involved. Everything that God does, he's involved in it. When it comes to us, he's not blinded by, and he's not oblivious to the good that he's doing for us. And we know. It's your boy, Journey. We'll talk soon. Y'all be blessed. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, it's been a blessing to you. It's been helpful to you. It's been insightful to you. Y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. Always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the Journey, where we believe in taking life one step at a time and stay in the journey.